Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It gets even better now as we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, the Stinkin' Truth Podcast, covering the entire NFL. Stink, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Well, we're always happy to have you, man. Obviously, we had kind of a quieter draft, six picks for the Browns. They didn't have a number one pick, but just – I'm always curious, because I'm a nerd, man. I've been watching every pick of the NFL draft since I was, 12. I just wonder, as a guy who was, what was it, a 10th round pick in 1989, do you have the same affinity for the NFL draft that I do?
No, I can't stand it. and my experience is most of the kids can't play anyhow. So, yeah, it's always interesting. When I was a rookie, I started – and my second year, they drafted the Outland Trophy winner. When I was in Washington, the Outland Trophy winner. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Because I was paying attention to it at that point. And I was like, oh, they're already trying to replace me. And, it made you nervous until the guy got there. And he was weak as a wet kitten. And I was like, oh, all right, well, that's the Outland Trophy winner? I'm going to be okay on this one. And from that point on, I just quit paying attention. And, honestly, off the top of my head, there was one guy that I instantly thought in my 12 years of playing, and there was a couple times we didn't have a first-round pick, but there was one time in 12 years of playing where we took somebody in the first round that I instantly knew that guy could play, and that guy was Al Wilson. Other than that, the opposite was true. I didn't think Heath Shuler could play, and there was a bunch of different dudes that came in. I was like, yeah, whatever. So I just think that transition is really hard. It's probably harder now than it's ever been, simply because, the NFL game and the college game are a lot different. I just have never been that, whatever. Show me you can play, and then I'll pay attention to you.
So what do you think is the biggest cardinal sin teams make in the draft that lead them to draft the wrong guy?
I think the biggest thing, especially with the first rounders, is that you convince yourself that under your expert tutelage, the guys can become a football player, and you draft his athletic talent instead. And that is a huge mistake in my mind, and I see teams do it all the time, where the guy is just such an exceptional athlete that they think, well, you know what, when he gets to the NFL and we get him under our kind of tutelage, he's really going to become a great player. And I think you obviously, to me, you draft football players, draft a dude that can really play football, and then you hope that he's a great athlete, or you try to get the ones that are really good football players and are really good athletes. That's why I think after the first round, and I don't know what the stats are on any of that stuff, but I think after the first round, you're drafting more based on film than you are based on workouts. When they do those pro days, quarterbacks do pro days. Are you kidding me? Right? Who get
it's
like
the perfect
who,
environment?
Yeah, in shorts and a t-shirt, you know, and it just is insane to me that we put any weight or merit on that stuff at all. Like they direct it, he gets his receivers. You know, they put him in the perfect position. They shy away from anything he can't do. I think it's insane. And we look at it as like, oh, my gosh. Like, I was doing this on my podcast yesterday. I was like, at what point have you ever seen a guy launch 165 yards in the air for a touchdown? I go, it maybe two or three times a season it happens where somebody mm-hmm. throws a Hail Mary for a touchdown. Otherwise, you know, a deep ball comes off a five-step drop with no hitch. So that ball is going to come down between 42 and 47 yards, you know, between the numbers and the sideline. Well, nobody throws 170 yards for, you know, but here we have, you know, dudes throwing them 70 yards and then doing a backflip afterwards. And we're like, wow, the athleticism. Yeah, that you'll never, ever actually see in an NFL game because nobody throws it. It's just, it's absolutely insane to me how stupid we are, but. You know, we love it. It's exciting, I guess. I don't know. I don't love it, but you do. So I'll
even better when they throw from their knees 70 yards, you know? I mean, come
right.
on. What are we doing here?
Right. It's so stupid. But I know, I mean, again, those are the things about the draft that drive me crazy. But it is. Dude, it's must-see television, and people love it. And, you know, I was locked into the first round and watching that thing. And so and I watched some of the rest of the draft as well, even though I don't know any of the guys that play, you know, because I did. Like, I'm so busy prepping for NFL games. Saturday I've got games on, but I'm not paying attention to anybody. So, you know, I know the big names, but beyond that, I don't pay that much attention.
Well, you mentioned the first round. I was locked in for the first round too. Unfortunately, the Browns didn't have a first round pick. But the good news is those first-round picks start coming back next year. The Deshaun Watson trade is over with, and you know people are already having the conversation stink about whether or not the Texans won the trade, the Browns won the trade. Obviously, you can't determine that now. But outside of, you know, just people say, well, what would define winning this trade for the Browns? And obviously winning matters, but it's not just winning, right? Like, is it winning a playoff series or playoff game? Is it winning the Super Bowl? Like, how would the Browns win this trade? Sorry for the long-winded question. I'm
No. I just think, like, I think especially when it comes to the quarterback position, if your quarterback just, you know, gets back to playing the way he played before the trade, before all the issues, and is, you know, a Pro Bowl, All-Pro type of quarterback that leads you deep into the playoffs or second round AFC championship game, it doesn't matter what you gave up for him. Nobody cares, right? It just doesn't matter. Like, does anybody piss and moan about Kansas City given, you know, moving from 28 to 10 or whatever they moved from to they grab Patrick Mahomes or whatever they gave up? I can't even tell you what they gave up because nobody cares. Nobody cares what Buffalo gave up to move up to 7 to draft Josh Allen. Nobody cares. They care when it doesn't work out, obviously. So if he gets back to form and gives you a chance, you know, to go deep in the playoffs and win a championship, then it doesn't matter. You know, you become the winner of that draft day or that trade, I guess. But beyond that, unless he get back to playing the way he played early in his career, you guys will be you guys will be considered the loser of that trade.
Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Obviously, we are now post the NFL draft. And with that, before the draft, Stink, one national publication said on paper they thought the Browns had the 14th best roster in the NFL, but that was, I think, like 8th or 9th in the AFC. After the draft, do you consider the Browns to be one of the 7 best teams in the AFC?
I would, because I probably look at rosters differently than everybody else looks at rosters. Show me the team that wins the line of scrimmage, and I'll show you a team that's going to be, you know, going to win 80% of its games. And when I watch the Browns, they win the line of scrimmage. They capture both ends of the line of scrimmage or both sides of the line of scrimmage. Henceforth, the reason they could win 11 games last year while playing 5 different quarterbacks, which is unheard of. So when you can capture the line of scrimmage on both sides, you've got a chance to be a dominant football team. And so, like, I don't look at, oh, this they have this receiver and that receiver and this running back, you know, and this tight end. And those things are nice, but I think Jim Harbaugh summed it up really well when he said, hey, man, it's the old, like, offensive line is the only position that doesn't rely on anybody else playing well. But every other position relies on the offensive line to play well. If the O-line plays well, the receivers can get fed, the running backs can have success, you know, the tight ends can get fed, the quarterback's going to stay clean, the quarterback's got an opportunity to be really good. If the O-line stinks, then nobody can have success. And it's 100% true. And so that's, I evaluate it, or I really look at it differently than most people look at it, because, you know, I mean, look how the draft went. Six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks and then a bunch of receivers. The first defensive player wasn't taken until 15th pick overall. And I look at that stuff and go, man, we have elevated that receiver position, the quarterback position. So if you've got him on your draft board, a quarterback, at, you know, he's a, he's rated as a 7.1 or whatever, however you grade guys, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10. And you bypassed four or five different defensive players that are graded at a 9.8, but you're like, yeah, but they don't have the overall value that the quarterback does. Well, how much is the overall value of the quarterback if he sucks? Like, how much is that value worth? So, you know, we just get caught up in drafting based upon what we think or what people think is, you know, the value of the position. And I just don't value it the same, I guess, as a lot of people.
Mark, looking to the Browns draft, I know you said you're maybe don't do as much deep dive into that, but they drafted a defensive tackle in the second round, a guard in the third round. The consensus is, or consensus, the generality is, if you're a top 100 pick, you're kind of expected to compete early. Which one of those positions is tougher to be an impact player in, or a, at the very least, rotational player as a rookie?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Sooner, is it defensive tackle or guard?
Well, I think it would be probably guard, simply because we don't change those positions. You start and you play 65 plays. Continuity becomes so important, the communication between all the guys between guard and center, center and tackle, guard and tackle, all that stuff. So there's not, you know, continuity becomes the most important thing there. And so there's not a rotation. Like, you just don't ever see teams using a rotation on the offensive line. It's basically unheard of. But there's always going to be a rotation defensively. It's one of the ways the league really changed. When I first got in the league in 1989, you studied one dude. You know, you played against one dude, maybe two. When I was exiting the league in 2000, they'd have five different guys you had to look at. You know, the rotation and the number of guys and the flip-flopping of guys, it was a lot. And so, and the league has kept, you know, they kept that way to where they have, you know, their base formation, their base defense, but then you're not in base very much, so you're in nickel a lot. So then they rotate, you know, not only defensive tackles on you, but they'll slide down and have linebackers rush the edge off the edge, and they'll have defensive ends that line up at three technique. And so there's just you have a plethora of different guys, different body types, different rushers that are constantly playing. So your chances of coming in as a defensive tackle, being what, a second round pick, and or a third round pick, and having an option or having a chance to play, I think you probably find those guys will play a lot. They'll play in rotation.
Stake, when you look around some of these other teams, I know you don't pay attention to a lot of the other rounds, which is totally fine. I don't really either, unless it's the Browns, because we cover them. Right. Is there a particular team that you think kind of maybe hit it out of the park with their first and second round picks, maybe?
You always look at teams like what they did, teams that had a couple of picks in the first round, you know, like Chicago. But again, I don't know. Like, I just know the transition from college football to professional football is really hard for a quarterback. And, you know, and I know Caleb Williams said, "Hey man, to the punter, we're not going to need you very much." Well, that's the kiss of death. I mean, that concerns me a little bit. So I think Philadelphia, you know, Philadelphia is a team, and Howie Roseman has done such a good job of understanding what his team is, understanding what he wants. And so you got what a lot of people thought arguably was the best or most talented corner in football, and he was actively trying to trade up in the draft. I know he called the Broncos about moving up in the draft because, you know, he wanted Mitchell out of Toledo, I think it is. And then he just falls to the Philadelphia Eagles at 17 or whatever it was. And so, you know, that's one of the other things that was interesting. So many offensive players went early that, hell, if you were, you know, 15 on down, you had your choice of some primo edge guys, some primo, you know, pass rushers and DBs. I mean, it was, you had a big time opportunity to get healthy and get good with a defensive player that was probably ranked in the top two or three guys in the draft that didn't get, you know, going until 15. So those things that happen to people, I think, are fortunate because so many guys or so many teams are pushing quarterbacks and receivers up way beyond or way ahead of where they probably should get drafted.
All right, Mark, I know you've got the Nuggets near and dear to your heart, as I saw you tweet about them. Are the Nuggets going to run it back? Are they winning the title this year?
Man, I tell you what, their starting five are probably as good. They play together, and they've got a lot of confidence. I'm concerned a little bit about the length that they're playing. I think, I think Michael Porter Jr. played 41 minutes last night. I think, an injured Murray played 40. They don't have anybody off the bench that has really performed, and their shooting was atrocious, and they were still able, you know, to beat the Lakers in five. So, yeah, I think this next series they have against Minnesota for me is actually, like, that feels like the Western Conference Finals. But we shall see. I mean, they are super talented, and they are really tough minded, they just play for one another. You know, it's, you know, one thing I love about sports, and I don't find this any other place except raising your kids, is, you know, when you truly, like, when was the last time you truly celebrated the success of somebody else? because it just doesn't happen very much. Somebody gets promoted in your job, and you're like, oh, hey, congratulations, good for you. And behind the back, you're like, I worked way harder than I did half his work for him, you know, or whatever, right? There's very little of that in our society other than raising your kids. And that's what I always loved about being part of a team. Like, I never scored a touchdown. I played football for, from the time I was 12 years old until the time I was 36. I never scored a touchdown. I never even came close to scoring a touchdown. And yet I celebrated every one. Like, I'm the one that toted it over the goal line, you know. I celebrated the other guy's success that way. And so it just is, I love that about sports. And that's one of the things about championship quality teams is they celebrate each other. They play for one another, sacrifice for one another. I tell the story all the time. I wouldn't have gotten in the National Football League if my buddy, who was my teammate at Idaho, didn't invite me to his workouts. I didn't have an agent. I was always injured. Switched to the offensive line position. I played defense my whole career. Switched to offensive line my last year. I mean, I had to beg and sign papers to let me play my last year. And I had nothing. Didn't get invited to the combine, nothing. And I showed up to his workouts simply because he invited me. Otherwise, I'm not talking to you guys today if it's not for Marvin Washington. And there's a guy that, you know, just knew what I wanted and selflessly invited me to his workouts. And I kicked his ass in every one of the workouts. And he just kept inviting me. Probably 10 different times he invited me to his workout. And I just begged for a workout from the people that were there working him out. That's how I got in the NFL. And where else do you find that other than sports? And that's what fascinates me about watching the Nuggets, man. They play for one another. They celebrate one another. And that's why they have that championship medal.
Well, we're excited to see the Joker versus Anthony Edwards, who certainly is certainly rising up right now. But, Stink, great stuff as always, buddy. Appreciate everything you've been doing with us these last Tuesdays, man, during the draft. Thank you again, bud.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You got it. You guys.
Oh, yeah.
Did it again.
You just
hung
right up on him, Nick.
I do it all the darn time. That was Odyssey NFL. He was about to say something so nice. I could feel it in my bones. That was Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, the Stinkin' Truth Podcast, covering the entire NFL. Make sure to follow the podcast wherever you get your podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.